Today was a good day. I
got to hang out with my little buddy today, and he asked me, or he told me, he's like, I hope mom doesn't try to push that Santa Claus scam on me again. And I said, what, you don't believe in Santa Claus? And he said, no, not anymore. And I said, why don't you believe in him? And he said, because he ain't real. How do I know? He's not real. I said, listen, buddy, man, everybody comes to a time in their life where they either their parents tell them or somebody else tells them, and you can believe it. But it's something that I tell him all the time is you never allow another man's truth to be your own. You find out for yourself. Now, I'm 49 years old, turning 50 this year, God willing. And yeah, the majority of my life, I didn't believe in Santa Claus because that's what I was told. But I told him, I said, do you believe in what Santa Claus is about? He said, yeah, I think that's awesome what Santa Claus is about, but I don't believe anymore. And I told him, be Santa Claus. And he's like, what do you mean? I said, well, who are your role models? And he started listing off some rapper and some baseball player, whatever. And I said, well, right there, your role model should be Santa Claus. All of us, all of our us in this country or in this world, our role model should be Santa Claus. And you can, for religious reasons, you can say Jesus Christ or whoever, which there's nothing wrong with that. You should live after that, too. Allah, whoever the hell you wanted to be. But I can't think of a better role model for all of us than Saint Nick. Not Santa. I don't know who Santa is. Somebody threw that name on there. But Saint Nicholas was a real person who gave around, went around and gave and helped and did things. I can't think of a better role model. So I'm not saying you don't have to tell your kids that Santa's not real, but why not let them live it out for a while? Let them find out on their own. But instead of telling them, hey, Santa's some guy that comes and brings you all these toys, whether you're good or bad, basically, you know, they took that all from Christian religion, if you can't figure that out. Do good or bad, or, you know, you get patted on the bad list. You know, the whole coal in the stocking is a version of hell. But that's a different story. Tell them about what Saint Nick was about. Tell them about how he was out there giving people help. He was giving people gifts. He was giving people gifts just to give them the gifts. Even if they didn't need them, he was giving them. Tell them what Santa Claus represents. What he stands for. Cheer and love and beauty. In gift giving, not receiving, gift giving. Now, little kids, they don't get gifting and receiving. They're supposed to receive. Unfortunately, we spoil them, just like I was spoiled, just like I've spoiled all the kids. But that's not what it's for. We need to, when they get older, instead of worrying about telling them that Santa's not real, when they get older, let's tell them when they understand more what Santa is about. And let's let them build their own conclusions off of it. And maybe from that, they'll want to be more like Santa, or at least believe in Santa. I'm a 49-year-old man. Yes, I know that the chances of Santa Claus being real are pretty slim, but I don't really know. If I can sit here and believe in a God, why can't I believe in Santa Claus? There's no difference. They're both stories, but I definitely choose to believe in one, so why not believe in the other? Because the other is just as good. Santa Claus is not God, but he's giving. He's everything that God stands for, so why is that a bad thing? Why do we feel the necessity to tell them that it's fake? Think about it. Think about when you found out that Santa wasn't real. You were crushed. I don't care who you are. You were crushed. So why are we going to tell them? When we take stuff like that away from them, we take away a little bit of their humanity. We let them know that, oh yeah, this guy that we propped up who is loving and gives you all kinds of stuff and helps you if you're good to other people and everything, he doesn't exist. That was all a lie. Oh, so you mean I don't have to be good all year and I'll still get presents? Because you know as well as I do, they still give them presents. Why not just keep it there? Why not make Santa or Saint Nick the role model that these kids really need, that they really need right now? Because there ain't a lot of good role models anymore. Shit, I really don't know if there was any good role models, period. When I was thinking that Michael Jordan was my role model, I really should have been looking at Nelson Mandela or Malcolm X or somebody like that. But I was sold everything else, just like I was sold Santa Claus. So think about that next time, you know, you want to tell somebody, or you even think about telling somebody, or even you yourself are sitting there thinking, oh, I wish Santa was real. Make him real. Make him real in your own mind, in your own heart, and he will be real. Make him your role model. Make him your mentor, and try to be more like him. Not just on Christmas time, all year round. Saint Nick wasn't Christmas. They brought it into Christmas. A lot of the stuff you've been fed is not real. I won't get into all that. You can do your own reading. St. Nicholas, guys like him, they were year-round. I don't believe, personally, that Jesus was born on December 25th. I've never seen any proof. I've never read it in the Bible or anywhere else. But I still understand that Christmas represents something. Even if it's Christianity or a different religion, even if this holiday was based on Islam or Confucianism or whatever, I would still believe in it because it spreads love in a little bit. But the problem is it only does that for a couple of days. And then it goes back to being what it was before. And the other problem is even those couple of days now, they're so filled with commercialism and consumerism that nobody gets the true message of it anymore. So what's wrong with having somebody like St. Nicholas as your mentor or as your somebody that you can look at and say, okay, well, this guy, or like Jesus, or like any of the others, this is somebody that didn't just do it 5 days a week or a couple of weeks out of the month. He did it all year round. I don't know. I'm getting off on a rant, but it's like kids can look up. I did look up the Michael Jordan and guys like that, and they did help me out when I was a kid. But that's what I'm saying. Michael Jordan, nobody's going to tell me, oh, Michael Jordan wasn't real. But when you tell somebody, oh, yeah, Santa Claus isn't real, you take a little bit of that humanity. And that's when they're learning. And that's the problem when we tell them. We tell kids. They hear it from their friends and all that. But then somebody heard it from their parents eventually down the line. And that's where it starts. And we tell them when they're at that age of understanding, but they're also at that age of making up their own moral rules. You say, well, Santa's not real. Guess I don't have to worry about that. Now it's just God. Well, maybe God's not real. Because that's where I got it from. They told me Santa wasn't real. And I said, well, Santa's not real. Maybe none of this stuff they've been telling me is real. So think about that. Think about how many other things they'll start questioning. Just like you questioned it. Just like I questioned it. What I'm getting at is that it would be a nice world if a kid looked at me and said, hey, Santa's not real. I don't believe in it anymore. I could turn to him and go, Santa's real in my heart. Because that's what I'm going to say from now on. People tell me I don't believe in Santa Claus. I'm going to say, I still believe in St. Nick. I believe in people like St. Nick. I want to be like St. Nick. I want you to be like St. Nick. I want you to understand what men and women like him have done. It's not about going out and getting gifts and giving gifts. It's about going out and getting and giving love. And that's what it was about. And the sooner we get back to that in this crazy world, the better it will be. I don't know. We should never... It's sad because it goes all the way back. We live all that hype up about Santa and then we take it away from him. They took it away from me. I've taken away from somebody. You've taken away from somebody. It was taken away from you. What's the harm with believing in that? Why is it that it's okay? Well, now you're 14. We're going to tell you about St. Nick. It's not really real. We just use it as a control conditional device to keep you being good for the year. Blah, 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 blah. Well, you're going to get a little kid like me that's going to say, what about God then? Why am I going to church every Sunday? Think about it. That's all I ever ask anybody to do is think about these things. If anybody ever listens to them, think about it for a second. I didn't have religion in my life. My parents didn't bring me to church or anything like that. I knew about God. I knew about my friends all went to CCD. I heard stories about God. Probably would have never questioned it. I heard about Santa and I was like, well, wait a minute. See, the thing is, we've all been programmed by whoever programmed the very beginning to tell people that, oh yeah, guess what, Saint Nick or Santa Claus isn't real. Okay, but what good can come from that? No good. We're basically shattering somebody's dream. Now, I'm not saying we should keep them hooked on Santa so they keep on getting to the consumerism part of it, because that's basically all Christmas is anymore. It's all consumerism. But what I'm saying is when we tell them that their imaginary friend isn't real or their teddy bear doesn't really talk to them that night, or we're just taking away their imagination. We're taking away things that made them feel good that weren't harming them, and we're teaching them moral lessons on how to be good and how to help others, and we're taking away from them. We're telling them none of that's real. But Santa Claus isn't real, but God is, and God wants you to be good all year. That way you switch it up a little bit. And you go from fearing not getting any presents and getting cold to fearing an eternal hellfire where a loving God will keep you forever because he doesn't really love you because you've been a bad boy or a bad girl. Which one sounds better? Believing in St. Nick, who goes around spreading as much love as possible, or believing in somebody that says that they have unconditional love, but it's really conditional, will send you to the damn fire for the rest of your life, or for the rest of eternity. So before you go replacing one idol with another, think about it. And I'm not just picking on Christians, I'm picking on everybody. I could be 100% wrong, but I'll tell you right now, I would have rather kept on believing in, because I know that what Santa Claus did for me as a child would have brought me closer to God eventually. Because it's love. Let them believe in something. Don't take it away from them. Let them believe in something. Something that's reinforcing. Something that's morally right, something that's about love, about giving. Don't take that away from them. If they come to you and they ask you, is Santa Claus real? You don't have to lie to them. You can tell them that Santa Claus that was represented is not exactly real. But you can tell them about Saint Nick. All these traditions and all these holidays are built off real people. Except for the Easter Bunny, the church totally stole that one from the heathens. But different story. Tell them about Jesus. Tell them about Jesus and Santa Claus. You know, if you want to say, okay, well, Jesus was born today, well, tell them what Jesus is about. Because Jesus is about what Santa Claus was about, Saint Nick was about. Don't go from one story to the next and make them lose hope. I don't know. I love you all. Merry Christmas. Don't let anybody ever tell you your truth. Find your own truth.